Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Coming up, a look back at last night's showdown in San Francisco, Falcons and Niners, along with Game 6 of the ALCS. The Jays win, and now we get a Game 7 tonight. In 20 minutes, ton of football on the card tonight. Two games in the NFL, of course. Have to have two. Bucks and Lions, plus the Texans and Seahawks in the Emerald City. Then we'll bring in the Donkster and hand out our best bets at 8:40. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. We are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. Also, welcome to our audience on X. I give you a salute. Thank you for being with us. And we stream on Stadium during our final hour. Just go to ValleySportsLive.com, or you can download the Valley Sports Live app. Last night, out by the Bay, the Niners down the Falcons 20-10. The Niners minus 2. The Niners minus 130. Total set at 47 at BetMGM. The under hits. And Christian McCaffrey was on one.
And here he is on the run. Inside. Pushing the pile. For the touchdown! Have a day, have a night, CMC.
Mike Tirico with a call on NBC. CMC runs for 129 yards, two scores. More than 200 total yards from scrimmage for McCaffrey. His first such game in 6 years, Chelsea. This is also his first 100-yard rushing game since he won NFL Offensive Player of the Year in 2023. He accounts for 62% of his team's yards from scrimmage, and the Niners win for the fourth time in 5 games. They just kept feeding CMC, and he kept paying off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what you do when it's one of the few stars you still have remaining who are not hurt or on the injured list. I understand that George Kittle came back in this game as well, which is obviously a nice little change. But still, the pieces that they were missing on the defense were huge ones. Nick Bosa is out, who's been an All-Pro. Fred Warner out for the season, and he is a 4-time first team All-Pro, which it's not the Pro Bowl, All-Pro. That is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And so to be missing those pieces on the defense and only give up 10 points is a huge deal. I thought this was a coaching masterclass from Kyle Shanahan. And oh, by the way, it's still Mac Jones. It's not even Brock Purdy who's in at quarterback. So I know a lot of this was on the shoulders of Christian McCaffrey, who, let's remind the people, used to be one of the most dominant players in the NFL. We know he's been hurt, but still, this was a great game and a great coaching masterpiece by Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, it really was great. That Niners defense stepped up in some big moments because Atlanta only scored on 2 of their 9 drives, and they had a couple of instances in the fourth quarter where on a 4th and 1, you know, they went for it once with Bijan Robinson. He was stuffed. Then Michael Penix Jr. was looking for Drake London. That pass was broken up. So for a defense that 2 or 3 years ago was arguably the best defense in the NFL, was definitely a top 3 defense, all of a sudden this is what has been a middle-of-the-road defense that is even weaker now than it was at the start of the season because of all those injuries. For them to stop this Falcons offense, which, as we know, has plenty of offensive pieces, was really impressive. And is probably, I think, the best part of what Kyle Shanahan did last night was making sure this D was ready to go.
Right. It's not like this is a Falcons team that is bereft of talent. Like, you look across the way, and Bijan Robinson has a pretty damn good skill set as well. Like, I know Christian McCaffrey on one side, you're like, oh, established name, but Bijan Robinson is a good player as well. But I do think this is what I've come to expect from the Falcons. They just kind of feel like a team that's a little up and down. They feel a lot like the Jacksonville Jaguars to me, where they will show signs of being a great team, but they can't keep it up for the entire season. Like, they'll have a game in which they fall flat. Like, early in the year, didn't the Falcons get blanked by, like, the Panthers or somebody? Didn't they lose by, like, 30 points? They looked absolutely terrible. Then they beat the Bills. And you're like, oh, the Falcons, maybe a contender. That defense is for real. And then this game, it just feels like you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about the Niners. Like, they're 5-2. They've won 4 of 5. Brock Purdy is going to come back at some point, and I know a lot of people are clamoring for Mac Jones, but just to be clear, Mac Jones was very average last night at best. 152 yards, no touchdowns, one pick. This was all about Christian McCaffrey. So the idea that Mac Jones is sort of the answer for the Niners at quarterback, he definitely has looked good, and I don't want to use a one-game sample size, but certainly when you're paying Brock Purdy the way they're paying him, he's going to be the guy when he's healthy again. But it just goes back to the fact where whether or not you're on the side of let's start Mac Jones or Brock Purdy, it all comes back to the same conclusion, which is this is what happens when you have a guy like Kyle Shanahan, whether it's offensively or defensively, even with your defensive players out for the season, your stud defensive players, even with you've got a starting quarterback who isn't playing, he's going to find a way to coach these guys up.
Yeah, didn't Kyle Shanahan take Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl? Like, there's your proof. Yeah. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is not, like, a generational quarterback. And granted, he did have some talent around him, but, you know, this Niners offense still has some talent. So, again, it goes into the favor of Kyle Shanahan. If you're wanting to bet on him to win Coach of the Year, he has the third shortest odds at 8-1. But I do think Shane Steichen is going to have to be, like, I don't know, lose multiple games in a row for him to be taken out of, like, the favorite for this. I think he's, like, plus 150 or something. Because what the Colts are doing this year is damn impressive, but
yeah.
Kyle Shanahan's having a great season as well.
Yeah, he really is. And when you mentioned the Colts, I thought it was fascinating that Chargers safety Derwin James, who is one of the best in the game, after the Colts won yesterday, they asked Derwin James about the game, and he's like, credit to Shane. Great game plan. That's a great team. That's a playoff team. It's not often that you hear an opposing player randomly shout out an opposing team's head coach. But that's the respect that Shane Steichen already has based on what he's done with Indianapolis. So players notice that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially the Colts, like going for a team where nobody expected them to do anything to a team that has a good chance to be one of the best teams in the AFC. It is very impressive what the Colts are doing. But I still hate the Colts, Jinx. They still play in a stadium that looks like a Kroger.
Well, that's true. Who plays at Kroger Field, Kentucky? Is that who plays at Kroger Field? Oh, man. Don't even ask me about that Texas game. God bless. I'm going to cut my eyes out. That was terrible. Ooh. Next up for the Falcons, they host the Dolphins on Sunday. The Niners will visit the Houston Texans, who play later on tonight against the Seahawks. We're going to handicap that game and the other game on the slate as well here in about 13 minutes. Last night in Toronto, the Jays staying alive. They beat the Mariners 6-2 in Game 6 of the ALCS. The Blue Jays minus 125 on the money line. Total set at 7.5. The over hits. Blue Jays on top 2-0 in the third, and Addison Barger adds to the lead.
Lifts one in the air, right center field. It is good.
I like courtesy of FS1 Barger, 2 for 3, that long ball, and 3 RBI. Vladdy Jr. goes yard in the sixth inning, his sixth home run of the postseason. And on the mound, the Rook, Trey Yesavage, and that nasty splitter. He strikes out 7 Mariners in 5 2/3 innings. And we get a Game 7 tonight in Toronto. I don't know what is going to happen in this game. What I do know is that Toronto has shown a lot of fight after going down 2-0 in this series.
It's crazy the amount of momentum swings that we've seen in this series. Because we went from saying, the Mariners are a team of destiny. They're going to win this series. To, oh, Not so fast, my friend. The Blue Jays, have you seen their offense? Averaging over 7 runs a game after a short power outage in the first 2 games of this series. So it just feels like one of those games or one of those series where you don't know where it's going to go next because, you know, on Friday night, it was all Mariners. And then we see the same exact score, but the Blue Jays win. So, like, right. My theory is that at least one of these offenses are going to score a lot of runs. I'm just not so sure which one it's going to be. So I think we're both on the over in this game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea who's going to win. And you can, like, feel the tension in both these fan bases. Because obviously the Mariners haven't been to a World Series ever. And for the Blue Jays, it's been since 1993. So Ooh. You can tell that there is just pressure loading on both sides to where it feels like it is such an impactful game. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are like, oh, the World Series, we go all the time. It's fine. We'll be waiting here in our Chase lounges.
Yeah, oh God, boring guys. See you there. We do it every year. That's what we do. Oh, you're so cute. You Mariners, you're so cute. Never been to the World Series. That's what we do all the time. Mm. Also, Vladdy Sr. never played in a Game 7 in his 16-year career, which is hard to believe when you think about his career, how amazing he was. So here we are. We get Vladdy Jr. And that picture we've been showing for the past 2 weeks, young Vladdy Jr. Oh, just adorbsies. What a sweet boy. Look at him now. Not a sweet boy. He has a man. Been a beast. Mm. 6 postseason home runs. Man, that mini slump after 2 games when he went 0-for-7, that is a distant memory. And that's one of the reasons why when I look at tonight's game, maybe I like the Blue Jays. But God, I just don't know. Which is part of the fun, right? Like, when you get to a Game 7, there he is. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. I bet one day he grows up and he hits a lot of home runs. I bet he does. I bet he goes yard a lot, even in the postseason.
If you showed me that picture, I would say that's the guy that's going to be named the Big Dumper, not Cat Pally.
And he grew up. He's like, oh. Reminds me of Jason McCoy, kid we grew up with, and his older brothers were both superstar athletes. They were so talented. And Jason was bigger. And he'd be like, I'm going to be a running back. And they'd be like, you're going to be an offensive lineman. he's a big guy. And guess what? He grew up to be more of an offensive lineman than an actual skill player. But still, good player. But Vladdy, man, just he's been unbelievable. And then on the flip side, I mean, he's a great story. But with the Mariners, do you think they feel the pressure here more than Toronto? They committed 3 errors in yesterday's game. And I don't know if I'm just projecting because they've never played and won a pennant. They've never played in a World Series game. The Blue Jays have. It's been forever. But I feel like for a Seattle club that has had great players and has been so close over the years, if there's any one of these two franchises of the two that is going to feel sort of the weight of history, it's going to be Seattle.
I think it's splitting hairs a little bit, but like when we get teams that are this evenly matched, like I get it. Like we're here to talk about the game. And so like that is an angle. Like you see 3 errors, that is a big deal in a postseason game. But I think moving forward, if it is a trend, you say, okay, this has happened in multiple games, but it hasn't. Like the previous 2 games didn't have any errors.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's something that I would bank on it repeating itself. Like maybe that is pressure coming to the surface. But it's not like the guys on this Blue Jays team were a part of the team that went to the World Series. That was in 1993. Vladdy Jr. was born in 1999. So I feel like it's not one of those fair things to say, oh, well, the Blue Jays, you know, have more experience because they really don't.
What were you doing in 1993? Are you born yet? I forget how old you are.
I was born in 88. So your girl was 5.
God,
I think
bless.
I had my 5th birthday at the Discovery Science Museum.
That hurts my heart. God bless.
What were you doing?
In 1993?
Karaoke?
Yes, I was doing karaoke. No, I was a sophomore at Texas in 1993.
Ah.
God. And you were going to the Discovery Museum? Jeez.
I mean, it was a good time.
D-Day, what were you doing? Were you born? You weren't even born, were you?
I was not born.
God! Dang it.
That was the wrong
person
road
to ask.
Go down,
as soon as I looked over, I was like, don't ask this question. Duh, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
Here's my theory of you in the 90s.
Oh,
I imagine
God.
You in the 90s being like Didn't they used to call you Mike? Like, I feel like you've had many iterations of your name. And I imagine you like this cool guy who's going up to do karaoke of like all the like smooth R&B and hip hop hits of the 90s. Like, that's how I imagine you.
It took me a while to get into, well, you're not wrong. It took me a while to get into karaoke and to sort of find my voice. But once I did, oh man, all about the 90s hip hop. I mean, all about that. To this day, I have people send me screenshots of Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. Like, to this day. Like, hey, this is playing on the radio. Hey, I thought of you. Look at this. This is what's playing on the radio. This happens to me at least a handful of times a year. So that's right in my wheelhouse. That's when I peaked.
Yeah,
honestly.
I know. That's why I said it. Like, it's all not downhill. Far off. It wasn't a shot in the dark.
No, it's true.
Like, I know you like 90s hip-hop, so.
That's true. I won a karaoke contest at the DC Improv. It was DC Media. What year was that? I think it's somewhere online. I was wearing like a sweater vest, but I sang Dre and Snoop. And they're like, how is this dork winning this thing? But it happened. Ah, those were my halcyon days. Now I just look over at our producer and say, hey, when were you born? He's like, I wasn't. And I go home and cry myself to sleep. Coming up next on the show, Bucks might be the best team in the NFC, so why are they getting 6 points tonight in Motown? We're going to preview both games on the schedule tonight next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And we're back on a Monday. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Appreciate you being with us. Also, as we stream on X during our final hour and on Stadium as well. Coming up on the show, the Bucks look to make a statement in Motown while the Seahawks try to continue their winning ways, this time in the Emerald City. We were bar hopping a little bit on Saturday, not surprising, and we went to this one place in Arlington, and I don't know how we ended up there, but it was like going back in time. It was like this older bar. Nobody was on their phones. older music was playing, and it was just like being in this space where we went back like 30, 40 years. And I have to say, I really enjoyed it. Everybody was just talking. Nobody was on their phones. The vibe was good. That's a rare thing. That's really hard to find in 2025, where you find a space where everyone's just kind of sitting around enjoying the vibe and enjoying one another. And every time I experience something like that, I'm like, I wonder if I'll ever see this again. But it was great.
Was it an older demographic?
Yes.
Because I have this theory that, like, I think older people still know how to, like, congregate in bars and, like, socialize. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm being too mean to, like, the younger generations. It just feels like when you see, like, I don't know, 25-year-olds and under at bars, they are glued to their phones. Even if they're being social, you know, and they're making videos and they're making TikToks or whatever. But it does feel like, you know, the older generation, there was a time where they had to learn to socialize in person. Jenks, mm-hmm. I am saying, like, disturbing things about people. Like, now you can do all of these things with ChatGPT where you don't even need a significant other. It's like, ugh. Gross.
That's becoming a thing.
People need so many things just to talk to people. It's like people cannot approach somebody in the wild without some sort of help from the internet or their phones. So that is a skill that I feel like is one thing that the older people have over the younger people.
Well, that's one thing. We got one thing.
That's the only thing.
Ah, yeah, it was good. Everything was kind of, it was run down a little bit, but I'm like, I don't know. I kind of appreciated that. If anyone was on their phones, it was us. We took a couple pictures, and they were like, all right, let's put our phones down. And it was a good time. So for the old guys like me, it was nice. Just some good conversation and some good music. Let's make some sweet music tonight with our best bets. How about that? We got two bets to talk about. Also, if you want to place your bets online, let me tell you about our Pro Football No Sweat token. You can go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win at BetMGM. That is a deal. Let's start with Bucks and Lions in Motown tonight. The Lions are laying 6. The Lions are minus 285 on the money line. The Bucks are plus 230. Total set at 52 and a hook. This line opened Lions minus 4.5 in some places, went to 5.5, and now it's at 6. I like the Bucks here. Chesa, what am I missing?
I don't know. Like, do I need to get glasses? Like, is this Bucks team that I have been watching something different than what we are basing the line on here, especially since Mike Evans is supposed to be back and help Baker Mayfield, who's looked like an MVP for most of the season? Getting 6 points in this game? Like, I don't understand. Like, maybe you say, okay, the Lions are a high-powered offense that certainly can score a ton of points, and that's expected in this game since the total's 52.5. So points are not going to be at a premium in this game. But I do think if somebody can keep pace, it's the Bucks offense. Because right. Baker Mayfield has been doing it even with his, like, fourth, fifth, and sixth string receiver in these games. He has been very good with his feet as well at extending drives. And this defense for the Bucks as well, I think, matches up pretty well with the Lions, because we know the Lions have a veteran quarterback in Jared Goff, but this Lions team is so much better when they can get the run game going. And the Bucks have been one of the best run defenses in the entire NFL. So I don't know what I'm missing here. I do think this is going to be a close game. Maybe the Bucks don't win, but I'll definitely take the 6.
Yeah, I'll grab the 6 too. The only thing that scares me is the money coming in, but you can't let that scare you. You can't say, hey, the money's going the opposite direction. Obviously, you'd rather have everything align, but sometimes it's just not the right side. I will say this has been a big betting weekend for the public, because the public tends to bet on favorites, and favorites have been crushing it this weekend. So we'll see if that continues to be the case tonight in Motown. But with the way Baker's playing, and we'll still see if Mike Evans suits up or not, I just don't think it matters. I don't think it matters because of this Lions secondary, because Baker just elevates everyone around him. He is doing whatever it takes to win. It is working. The Bucks look like they could play for a Super Bowl. I don't know if that's going to happen, but at this point in the season, I wouldn't be shocked with the way they have suited up and found ways to win, and they've been eking by teams. But look, style points don't matter. This is a National Football League. If you're winning, you're winning. And also, the Lions are without two of their starting cornerbacks. I think that's the real key for me, is that this is a very middling Lions pass defense anyway. like ranked around 15th in the National Football League, then you take away two of their top corners. I just don't think it's going to matter with Baker. I think he's going to have a big game. I'm with you. I'm on the six.
I just feel like I keep trying to poke holes in the Bucs, and I've been doing this since the week that they played the Eagles. And you say, okay, the Eagles are a really physical team. They lost the Eagles. That's going to be a tough week to go on the road to Seattle and play against the Seahawks. So maybe the Bucs are going to lose that game. No, they wanted an absolute shootout. Then you look at the next week, you're like, okay, back-to-back games where it's been like exhausting. A physical game against the Eagles, shootout against the Seahawks in Seattle. Then you have to come back home and play the Niners. They win that game by 11, 30-19. So it just feels like one of those things where we have also been doing this with the Indianapolis Colts, where you say, well, at some point, you know, they're not going to look good. And they just keep looking good. So to me, it feels like the market is just not fond of respecting some of this mid-market, some of these mid-market teams. Like Baker Mayfield still does not feel like a top-tier quarterback to a lot of people. So I think some people are kind of waiting for his downfall. And the same goes for like Daniel Jones. Like I am still one of those people that feels like we're living in like an alternate universe. But at what point in the season do you start to actually give these teams credit? So I think the Bucs certainly deserve their credit here.
And can I just say, I'm shopping around a little bit. Now I'm seeing Lions minus 6.5. Like, if you look around,
we'll take the 6.5.
We'll take the 6.5. All right? You want to go to 7? We'll take the 7. I don't know what is happening here. This is almost making me nervous. This makes no sense at all. Do you have a feeling when it comes to the total, or is your prop you like?
All right, so I think we both like this one. So let's start off with Baker Mayfield, because, again, he has been the heart and soul of this Bucs team. And also, he's been somebody who has really racked up the passing yards, even in games in which the game script has been positive. Because usually I'm not a huge fan of taking quarterback passing yardage props in games that I feel like they can win. But you look at Baker Mayfield over his last four games, and here are his yardage totals. 256, 379, 289, and 233. So two of those where he's gone over 250 yards have been wins. Like, granted, that one against Seattle where he threw for 379 yards, that's probably not going to be replicated, but maybe it will. Like, the total in this one is 52.5, Jenks. So if anybody can go up and down the field and force you to play in this style of game, it's the Lions. So I just feel like no matter what the game script is tonight, I think Baker Mayfield could be throwing the ball a ton. And his passing yardage prop is in the 240s. I think that's definitely worth a play.
Yeah, I'm definitely on that as well. And I'm shopping around to find the best price I can find. And I did have Baker Mayfield over 240 in a hook at minus 140. I just found it at 239 in a hook. And the over's minus 115. So
we'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that, and we'll take the plus 7. So I like the over as well. And also, I think that Lions offense is going to want to get back on track after that loss to Kansas City. And also, I will say it's not too much of a factor, I don't think. But also, the Lions on turf with all of their speed back home, that tends to lend itself to a higher scoring game. So that's what we get tonight at Ford Field. Yeah, I'm going to be on the over as well with the total set at 52.5. How about the other game? Seahawks hosting the Texans. The Seahawks laying 3. Seahawks minus 175 on the money line. The Texans are plus 145, and your total is a low 41. I like the Seahawks here, minus 3. Just like I feel like we're not giving the Colts enough credit because of Danny Dimes, or maybe the Bucs enough credit because of the Bucs. I just feel like the market is still low and not believing in Sam Darnold, and I don't know how long or how many times I'm going to have to say that. But even last year, people just could not believe he was up for the MVP. This year, he has 11 touchdowns and 3 picks. And in that loss to the Bucs a couple weeks ago, he throws a late pick. And people say, oh, that's Sam Darnold. Dude, he led the Seahawks to 35 points. The Texans are very good against the pass. But I just don't know if offensively Houston has enough to keep up with Seattle and Jackson Smith and Jigba and Kenneth Walker III. The Seahawks are the more balanced team, and I think that lends itself to opening up the passing game. So I think it's a short price on Seattle. I'm going to lay the 3.
Yeah, it just feels to me like the Seahawks are the more explosive team. And if they start scoring points at will, I'm not sure if the Texans can keep up. Because, like, you look at some of these games, you're like, oh, they scored 44 points last game against the Ravens. The Ravens are in the dumpster. They scored 26 against the Titans. The Titans are not good. We know this by now. But in these other games, like, you see the offensive line get absolutely bullied. Like, that has been a problem for the Texans for quite some time. Like, C.J. Stroud has been under a ton of pressure when he's not playing, you know, bottom feeder teams. And the Seahawks are not a bottom feeder team. So it just feels to me like the Seahawks have the more explosive potential on the offense. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It feels like the Texans usually score like, I don't know, like 16 points in games against decent teams. Yeah. So especially at home in prime time, like we haven't even touched on this. Like the Seahawks have one of the best home field environments in all of the NFL, yeah. Especially in prime time. Does feel like the Seahawks is the obvious play. But again, Jenks, sometimes it makes me feel a little nervous when both the plays feel very obvious in both of these games.
Yeah, that's sort of how I feel as well. Not to go back to the Bucs, I just can't believe we're seeing a 6.5. That just doesn't in the Bucs game. That's one thing I can't get over. But when you're talking about this game, this feels like a, I don't know, I don't want to call a score, like a 21-17 win for the Seahawks. I'm just not a big believer in the Texans, and at some point they have to play better, maybe. I just think the Seahawks are a really good team. I think they're one of the better 4-2 teams in the NFL and the NFC West. When you think about the Niners, when you think about the Seahawks, when you think about the Rams, like this is quietly a very, very competitive division, and Seattle could easily be 5-1 right now. So I'm just big on Seattle and what I've seen from Sam Darnold, and I think they're going to overwhelm the Texans late to sort of pull away here. I would maybe put a sprinkle on the under, but I don't feel as strong about that as I do a side, which is Seattle.
I like how we continue to not think about the Arizona Cardinals.
Nah.
You mentioned all the teams.
I know.
And
I
we
thought,
don't think about
I was
the
like, eh, it's Arizona. Whatever. It's fine.
It's I didn't think about them at all.
I know.
It's fine. But like running joke on the show, because like we were talking about how like if you Google the Arizona Cardinals, if you Google Cardinals, it's like the St. Louis Cardinals? It's like, mm-hmm. No. It's football season. I'm talking about the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, okay. Oh. But yes, they do not deserve your time or attention. But from a betting standpoint, like I think I'm going to have way more plays in the first game as opposed to second game. Because like think about it. If you're somebody who crafts same game parlays like I do, you want a healthy total, 52.5, unless you love playing unders, which, okay, psycho. Mm-hmm. This Lions and Bucks game, I feel like it is made for same game parlays. Because yeah. I think, you know, scoring's going to be, we're going to see a ton of scoring. It's indoors. And both of these teams have so many playmakers. I'm even looking at some of these anytime touchdown bets, like Mike Evans at even money. I feel like that's a solid one. If you think there's going to be a lot of touchdowns, like those are the games you should be betting on. If you like betting on touchdown bets, yeah. If you like betting on overs when it comes to props.
Yeah. And according to reports that we're seeing, Mike Evans is likely to play. There's even some optimism, mm-hmm. according to ESPN, that Emeka Ebuka has a real chance to play. This is according to Adam Schefter. God. Which makes me, again, wonder what the hell is going on in Detroit. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't
I'll take
know.
It. Watch tomorrow we wake up and it's like 42-7 Lions. We're like, oh, I don't know what happened there. I don't think it's going to happen. Nah, that's not
going
to That
would
happen.
Be crazy, though.
Nah,
because here's the thing. I expect those type of games from like younger teams with younger quarterbacks. Like we were talking about this in the first segment. Like the Falcons and the Jags are very capable of laying eggs. But I feel like the Bucks are, you know, Baker Mayfield has established himself enough to where I feel like their floor is a lot higher.
Yes, I agree with that. I just don't think we're giving enough credit to the Bucks. That's all there is to it. I'm going with the Seahawks tonight. I got 4 bets on the card. Let's go. Coming up next here on the show, the Dogster. Is this right? Just finished a perfect week on the show. That moron. Can he keep it going? Can we follow suit? We'll find out what he's up to. We've got our best bets ready to go. That's all coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back on a Monday. Great to have you with us. At 8:02 on the BetMGM Network. That's how I keep myself awake. I just sing stuff. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger, Best Bets, Donkster, coming up here on the show. Oh, man, Chelsea. After this, it is time. I got to go out, Commander's podcast. And let me tell you, as much as I appreciate and am grateful to be working for the team, it is tough to do an hour podcast after a game where you just get beat down in the worst possible way. You know, you try to be positive, but it's tough to do because you can feel the weight of the fan base. You can feel how down people are, and that's going to be tough.
Ah, the way you led into that, I thought you were going to go, like, get a surgery or something. Like, it's time. I'm so old. It's time for the life ender surgery on my back. But I understand, like, for a fan base, especially when you lose to a division rival, especially the Cowboys, like... Of all the fan bases, like, they have to be one of the most annoying ones. And I understand it's been, like, a down year for the Cowboys, so maybe they're not quite as annoying.
Yeah.
But, Jenks, you've said this. Isn't there, like, a large population of Cowboys fans, even in D.C.?
Yes. They're everywhere.
Yuck.
They're everywhere. Am I exaggerating here, D-Day? I feel like I'm not.
They're like cicadas.
Yes.
Where they're just everywhere. They're annoying. And you want them to go away. The only difference between Cowboys fans and cicadas is that they don't go away. They're just here.
That's true.
Round.
They are.
No.
It's crazy. It's the one thing that surprised me when I got here. And this is, of course, ages ago, the 1700s. And I came here to D.C.
Settlers.
The settlers. And I was like, how are there all these Cowboys fans here? Like, I did not grow up a Cowboys fan at all. But I was stunned being in the heart of D.C. because I live in the middle, the heart of the District of Columbia. I have been here for 20-plus years now, and I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, Cowboys fan? They'll honk after a win? It was crazy to me. It just doesn't make sense. But also, DC is very transient. And also, there is definitely a whole, you know, locking onto a team that has had success or had success in the 90s and just wanting to be associated with America's team and all that nonsense that comes with it. A very bandwagon team. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, it feels like there's a lot of Cowboys fans who are like my age, who like when they were just starting to like football, the Cowboys were amazing. Mm-hmm. So like there's this wild like split of the population in my husband's hometown of Dallas, North Carolina.
Oh,
not Dallas, Texas, where the Facebook people who are always arguing with each other, it's Panthers fans and Cowboys fans. And you say to these people, have you ever even been to the state of Texas? Like, nah, but I still like the Cowboys. Go Boys. I'm like, what? This doesn't even make sense. Because, listen, like, Charlotte did not have a team until, like, what, like, 1990-something? Like, it's a new franchise. So there were a lot of people in North Carolina who, you know, their parents were, I guess, fans of the Cowboys because North Carolina did not have a team.
Whatever.
Yuck.
It's a new week. Yuck is right. Oh, I'll tell you something we can all get behind no matter what. That's what's coming up next with Joe O and Sammy P. They're going to hand out their favorite Monday Night Football plays. Also, they got plays in the American League Championship Series, Game 7 tonight. Mariners and the Blue Jays are going to recap a wild weekend in the NFL and college football as well. And then Noobs Christensen will join at 10 o'clock. All right, it's a Monday, but we are not holding back on the bets, so let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
Chelsea, get us started here.
All right. Best bet of the day is going to be in Game 7 of the ALCS between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. Game 7, let's go over 7. I think we see some runs in this game. So normally we see these elimination games, and Game 7s play really tight and really close to the vest. But that's not how this series has gone between these two teams that have lineups that just go, you know, scorched earth on any given night, especially the Blue Jays. Even with some of these like duds that the Blue Jays have thrown in there, they're still averaging 6.7 runs per game this postseason. That is not a typo. This lineup is absolutely deadly, you know, when they can, you know, score some runs. And especially with the matchup tonight with George Kirby going, I don't think he's going to have the performance that he did, you know, the last time around against the Blue Jays, in which he gave up 8 earned runs. But this is a rematch of the game where the final score well exceeded the total. I think the final score was 13-2 with Shane Bieber pitching on the other side. So when you're playing a total of 7, like, what you don't want is a lights-out dominant performance. And I just don't see that happening with George Kirby, who already has demons to exercise against the Blue Jays, and even Shane Bieber, who's had some duds in the postseason thus far. I know he was good last time around, but he still gave up a couple of runs. The leash is going to be short, and I don't believe in some of the horses coming out of the pen for either of these teams. I think both these lineups have the edge here, so let's go over 7 for -148 between the Mariners and the Blue Jays.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, I'm on that play as well. I just like the bats that we've seen in this game. Vladdy's playing well. Big Dumper's due for another big game. And also, I don't trust either of these pitchers. Also, George Kirby away from home this season. Obviously on the road tonight, Toronto, 5.16 ERA. No thanks. I'll be on the over 7 as well. How about the Seahawks laying 3, hosting the Texans? I feel like this number is simply short. Touch, just a skosh of money coming in on the Texans, but I don't buy it. We keep talking about it. Put some respect on Sammy Darnold's name. 11 touchdowns, 3 picks. This is a more complete team. We haven't seen much from the Texans this season offensively. They have a great pass defense, which is why I kind of lean towards the under in this game, but ultimately the Seahawks are a really good football team, and they should... You know, they're sitting at 4-2. They could very easily be 5-1 after that back and forth, that classic battle against the Bucs a couple weeks ago. But I think what happens in this game is that the balance that Seattle has on offense between Jaxon Smith-Njigba and between Kenneth Walker III and the way Sam Darnold can pass the ball, I think that balance eventually throws the Texans off and Seattle covers at home, which is one of the most difficult places to play in the NFL. If you've never been to Lumen Field where Seattle plays, I mean, the noise in that place gets up
to like 737 levels. It's absolutely amazing. I think that's huge. And this line is telling you that at a neutral field, this would be a pick 'em. I don't buy it. Seahawks minus 3 tonight against the Texans. Also going Baker Mayfield over 239.5 passing yards at minus 115. Can't believe I found this number. Look at what Baker Mayfield has done this season. Three straight games hitting the over here. You've got a high total sitting at 52 and a hook. Also, I think the game script will probably follow the Lions jumping out to an early lead, the Bucs needing to pass the ball. And because we see some money coming in on the Lions, I thought, okay, maybe the Buccaneers aren't going to have their full complement of receivers, which could be the case, but Mike Evans is slated to play. Now we're hearing from Adam Schefter that Emeka Ebuka could be a go as well. I think Baker's going to continue doing what he's done all season long, which is playing at an MVP level, and the Lions are going to be without two of their starting corners in this game. So let's go Baker Mayfield over 239.5 passing yards. And finally, how about some hockey? Oh, yeah. Little stick and puck tonight. Rangers money line, minus 134, hosting the Wild. Pretty simple handicap here. The Rangers have not won at Madison Square Garden all season long. Tonight is that night. The Wild should be really tired. They've lost three straight. This is their fourth consecutive game on the road. They've had issues scoring goals, and the Rangers are really good on the PK, killing penalties at more than a 91% clip. So short price on the blue shirts tonight at the Garden. Rangers minus 134. A little bit of everything, Chelsea.
Ah, I forgot it's hockey season.
Yeah.
But I won't be betting on hockey. All right, so I'm going to be with you on the Baker Mayfield prop. I think it's going to be a back-and-forth game, like this total suggests, of 52.5 points. Also going to be on George Springer of the Toronto Blue Jays over his hits, runs, plus RBI, over 1.5 for minus 150. It's a little juicy, but George Springer is the leadoff batter for the Blue Jays, and he has hit this number in 7 of the last 8 postseason games. And most of these coming against the Mariners. So if you look at him, he is Mr. October, 4th all-time on the all-time postseason home runs leaderboard with 22 homers. This is a big moment, and George Springer is normally nails in those big moments. So I think he gets at least 2 hits plus runs plus RBI, and we'll do that for minus 150 as well.
Let's do it. All right, big card and a lot to like tonight. Before we get to Joe O on Bet Sweats, let's find out what the Dogster is up to.
How did everyone do on their bets this last week?
Dogster, we talked about this at the start of the show.
Oh, did you? Because I seem to remember going 5-0.
All right. Nice job. You were undefeated last week. Congratulations.
Thanks, but I actually went 6-0.
Well, did I miss something?
No, I just went 1-0 on Saturday night. Thank you, Candy.
Do you have a bet before we get to Joe O?
I do. Blue Jays, money line, minus 125.
It's Blue Jays.
The Bee Jays.
The Bee Jays. There you go. That's for you, Dogster. Joe O, how are you, my friend?
One time I was listening to somebody give a live report on 670, the score. I was producing at the time. I don't know why. He was giving a live report on the Toronto game. He called them the Blow Jays.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Didn't stick. Didn't stick.
That was repeated for a long, long time on here. Let's hit their drop again.
I feel like you just have to lean into that, right? Like, if that ever happens, you just have to joke about it and be like, listen, you know, PG-13, like, please hide your children because that's the way we talk on the show.
Yeah. I think we've all heard it at some point. The Dogster is certainly used to it. Is the NBA really starting tomorrow? Like, I'm already on overload.
Oh.
Like,
oh, I'm not ready.
I can't handle it.
No,
thanks.
No, I don't.
I'm not ready for this.
Come back later.
I don't care about what network you're on. Let's talk in a couple months. We still have baseball going on. People.
Yeah.
If I hear
tomorrow from anyone, give me the Kings minus 3. I'm like, nope, that's it. Turning it off immediately.
Shout out to you.
I'm not interested. Joe, good to see you. Have a great show. That is it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Always appreciate you joining us live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Jinx, she's Chelsea. See you tomorrow morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.